It was also election day today in Algeria, but in what seems like an odd turn, pro-democracy groups are calling for a boycott. For the past 10 months, a protest movement has taken hold in Algeria. It's called Hirak, meaning movement. Back in April, the Hirak protesters achieved a major victory. They forced out Algeria's longtime military-backed ruler. But the interim government in Algeria is still seen as part of the old regime. Zine Labedine Khebouli is an Algerian scholar in Beirut, in Lebanon. He's been closely following events back home.
Algerians today are saying simply that elections at this point are not the solution. The real solution is the democratic transition in Algeria, which is not happening so far. And I think what's important right now for Algerians is real reforms rather than basically superficial elections just to renew the civilian facade of the military junta. I think that's why today we're not seeing significant voting turnout, because Algerians basically don't trust the system. They want change.
The protest movement in Algeria is known as Hirak. Who makes up this movement, and how wide a swath of the population do they represent?
Despite our ideological differences, Algerians today are in the streets together, regardless of their ethnicity, regardless of their ideology, regardless even of their religion. They are in the streets having a common goal against the system. From all sectors of the society, you have those educated with masters and PhDs, and you have those basically who dropped out of school, off of high school. You have those who have kind of a stable situation economically, and you have those who are unemployed. You have those secular, and you have also those conservatives. You have the Berbers and you have the Arabs. Basically, what has been happening since the Algerian independence in 1962 is that every single time Algerians want to change the system divides them. They divided them along ethnic lines. They divided them along ideological lines. But today, it just didn't happen. Algerians are still in this together.
So if the Hirak protesters in Algeria want to change the system, what do they want instead? What does that look like?
I think that's the question that the Hirak has to answer, because the one thing that the Hirak has been unable to do so far is to organize itself and provide an alternative. So for Algerians, there isn't really a clear answer. There needs to be an organization, a structure of the movement, so that it could eventually provide an alternative, a roadmap to the political system.
I mean, it's also interesting that Hirak is a leaderless movement. Has that affected their momentum or strength, not having an actual leader that the interim government can talk to?
No, actually, it helped the movement, especially during the first few months. Just to put you in context, what has been happening, every time there is a political movement, sociopolitical movement, or even an economic movement, the system has two ways to respond to it. If it has leaders, either it co-opts the leaders, it makes deals with them, or it simply imprisons these leaders. So if the Hirak chose to have leadership during the first few weeks, we most probably would have seen this leadership in jail by now. I think we may be seeing in the upcoming months a structure of the movement, an organization of the movement, to basically transform the slogans of All Out to a real political mechanism.
Zine, you're a scholar in Beirut, as I said, but you're also Algerian. Do you support the protesters in the Hirak movement?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, personally, I feel that this movement has given me back my dignity as an Algerian. Now, I could see that the Algerians are capable of actually making a change. And I'm no longer ashamed of being represented by a man who doesn't speak and who doesn't move. I definitely support them, and I think it's time that my generation leads the country.
So, Zine, I'd like to know how old you are, just to get a sense of where you are in your life, and are you feeling any desire to go back to Algeria?
I'm 23 years old. I left Algeria just like many Algerians, because I felt that system is not going to give me anything in life, and that I had to build myself abroad so that I could serve my country when time comes. And I would definitely go back to Algeria. I mean, if the movement succeeds, I'm hopeful about that, to help build my country.
Zine Labedine Khebouli is an Algerian scholar at the American University of Beirut. He's also a contributor to the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
You're most welcome. Thank you.